Outside courtroom 4 at the Springfield Hall of Justice, a 33-year-old man sits upright on a bench, more alert than you might expect for someone who's just come off a heroin binge after being clean for a month.
Now I'm probably doing like 2 bags and getting me eyes and clay.
He didn't want his name used, so we'll call him A.L. He says he's spending $1,000 a week on heroin, scaring his family, scaring himself, which is why he's waiting his turn to ask the judge to lock him up in a treatment program that he can't leave, far away from his dealers, even though that means giving up his liberty for up to 90 days.
If it's going to save my life, then yeah. It's not going so good on the outside.
A.L. is using a legal process known as Section 35, part of Massachusetts law that allows a judge to order someone civilly committed to substance abuse treatment. The law was enacted in 1970 to allow family members to force treatment onto children, spouses, siblings, back when alcoholism was the main problem. Now it's mostly used for opioid abuse.
Basically, it's a good way to get clean, because if you try getting into these 5 or 6 day detoxes, it takes forever. It takes a month to get into the place, and if you don't have the right insurance, they don't want you, It's a royal pain in the ass.
Officially, you're not allowed to ask for your own commitment. Someone must petition for you. A close relative, a probation officer, an ER doctor. But you can agree not to oppose it. A.L. even got a haircut to look good for the judge.
If I don't do this, I'm going to lose my freedom eventually anyway. Eventually I'm going to get enough charges to the point where I go to jail anyway.
Court all rise, please. Court is now back in session.
Once in the courtroom, A.L. stands before Judge Michelle Wiemet Rook.
This court will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
His sister is the official petitioner, and a forensic psychologist testifies that because of his drug use, he's a danger to himself or others. That's the legal standard. His lawyer, Maria Pupolo, speaks for him.
Just to reiterate, Your Honor, that my client is here in agreement to go for the treatment program at Brockton. He understands the seriousness of his addiction and he wants to get the help.
So, sir, I do find that there is a basis for the commitment based upon not only the agreement, but on the doctor's opinion as well.
Thank you, Your Honor.
As a court officer puts handcuffs on him and leads him away, A.L. smiles and nods to his family. That same afternoon, 3 other heroin users, in various states of coherence, are taken to detox in handcuffs, all of them willing. Depending on what's available, they'll be assigned to a private treatment center connected to the court system, or, for men, a program at the state prison in Bridgewater. In the past 5 years, court data show the annual number of Section 35 commitments has gone up by 40%, to about 8,000 across Massachusetts. They don't break out the number of people who go voluntarily, but court staff say that number has also gone up. And that's raised a question among some policymakers and advocates. Is committing yourself to a locked treatment facility, when you could just call up a detox program on your own, violating the spirit of the law?
That's not what Section 35 was created for.
Patrick Cronin is a longtime drug policy advocate who now helps run a treatment center in Quincy. He's also a recovering addict. 12 years ago, he says he was out of control, stealing checks from his parents to buy heroin, until they filed a petition to force him into treatment. At the time, he was furious.
I was flipping out in court, not wanting this to happen. I was afraid of what life would be like without drugs.
But today, he thinks that hearing saved his life, which is one reason he wants to preserve the process for families who really need a judge to force their loved one into treatment. He's concerned that too many voluntary commitments have created a bottleneck among treatment beds.
That's when you started seeing the judges make denials on cases that they should not have been making denials. And the reason why was because they were so backed up.
That was one concern of State Senator Jennifer Flanagan of Leominster, who in 2014 led a legislative committee to investigate the rise in Section 35 commitments. Flanagan says it became clear that many people could not find or afford regular treatment beds outside the court system.
If you're an addict and you finally decide today's the day I want to go, you may not necessarily go through the hassle of calling every place and trying to get a bed and calling your insurance company. You might just go to court and get sectioned because you're mandated a bed.
A bed the state has to pay for if insurance doesn't, and often for a longer period of time. State officials were not able to tell me how much Massachusetts spends on civil commitments, but Flanagan says she worries about it.
Cost of care, the cost of misuse of the system.
Of course, what constitutes misuse of the system is open to interpretation. In Greenfield District Court, signs throughout the hallways urge families to use Section 35 to access treatment. Judge William Masnick presides over many of those cases. When he first noticed a dramatic rise in petitions a few years ago,
I met with my staff and said, you know, make yourselves available. If someone walks in and says, I have a heroin addiction, I'd like treatment, I need the commitment, help them.
If they could have gotten treatment some other way, he figures, they would have.
When they come here and try to sell petition, it's because they're asking for me to use that process to force them to into a situation where they can't just walk out of treatment. It brings people to that point. And you understand that you have a window of opportunity where they're recognizing this. And it is a physical compulsion that they're experiencing, so that you have to act quickly.
Massachusetts health officials have recently started collecting data on how many people use the law on their own behalf. Leslie Darcy, chief of staff for the Office of Health and Human Services, says they want to make sure the system is working the way it was designed.
If you have people who voluntarily want treatment, you know, they don't necessarily need to go to a place that's secure, that has locked doors. You know, they can be in a less restrictive setting.
Darcy says in the past year, Massachusetts has added more than 100 new treatment beds specifically for civil commitment, as well as more detox beds in the community at large. She's hoping that lessens the crunch in the courthouse. But advocates say until an addict or their family can pick up the phone, immediately get into treatment, and know they'll stay there long enough to have a fighting chance at recovery, the courts will remain a key part of the treatment chain. For New England Public Radio, I'm Karen Brown.